When I was about 28, I was still a true believing Christian cultist, but for some reason, I was fascinated by divination, particularly the I Ching. Perhaps it was not so strange. Divination's biblical roots run deep, back to the holy lots, the Urim and Thummim used by High Priest Samuel and first mentioned in Exodus 28:30. Still, the I Ching and other oracles were unequivocally verboten for my particular franchise of the Jesus Way, so I was quivering with anxiety when I finally succumbed to temptation and looked up the Wilhelm Baines translation in my local library. Sitting alone in a corner, I read the directions and then used coins to cast a hexagram. The result could not have been more shocking. Hexagram 23, Po, or splitting apart, signifies dire change. One line reads, "The inferior dark forces overcome what is superior and strong, undermining it gradually and imperceptibly so that it finally collapses." Another image is that of a house collapsing due to a violently shattered roof. Well, that was enough for me. I hastily returned the demon book to its shelf, threw away the coins, and forswore divination. But the I Ching wasn't done with me. In fact, over the next decade or so, my faith in the cult did gradually erode, until one day I found myself in a bookstore purchasing another form of divination, a tarot deck. As a first experiment with tarot, I drew just one card from the deck to describe the coming year of my life. It was Trump 16, the Tower. And the Tower conveys almost exactly the same message as Hexagram 23. Both speak of destruction. Both are based on the same imagery of a roof collapsing and a building being destroyed, and both are considered to be imports of shocking change. There is one notable difference. Where Poe speaks of gradual erosion, the Tower foretells abrupt cataclysms. The card shows a bolt of divine lightning destroying a watchtower, and a man and a woman falling to either side of the tower. And again, the prophecy held true. Over the next year, religious upheavals caused me to switch out religions, wives, careers, and states. It was a tumultuous 10 months, very accurately foretold. So my first two encounters with two different divination systems were not only accurate and useful, they were also, essentially, the same. Parallel events like this, especially when they are directly related to your own life, seem to be more than coincidence. They seem to rise to the level of genuine spiritual intervention, and remind us that the root of the word divination is, of course, divine. For good or ill, humanity's fascination with oracles and divinatory systems, or at least my own fascination with such matters, appears to be rooted in powerful, hard-to-deny interaction with some more than human intelligence. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.